The issue of load shedding is not a technical matter. It is a political matter. What is happening in South Africa is a push for renewables. And to do so, you need to make sure that the current system that relies on fuel technology and fossil fuel does not work. So it is a self-generated crisis. We've had load shedding before. It was resolved. But the people who resolved it were accused of corruption, and they have not been actually found guilty, and the state has not been able to bring a strong case against them. But they had to be removed so as to create a crisis. So Julius knows that very well, that this is a self-created crisis that can be resolved.
But, Professor, South Africa is talking about shutting down these coal power stations because that is according to the Paris Agreement on climate change.
They follow an agreement where South Africa was given money when the country was not ready. The Paris Agreement is to be supported for as long as it does not sacrifice our energy security. The most interesting part of it is that the people who are giving us money, the US, the UK, France, and Germany, they are busy stockpiling coal and they're telling South Africa to decommission their coal plants while they themselves are ensuring that there's energy security.
As you know, Professor, elections are coming this year. Is Julius Malema playing to the politics of this load-shedding issue?
No, definitely. I think people are frustrated with load shedding. You need to understand the damage it has done not only to the livelihood of South Africans, but to companies. Many companies have actually indicated that if we don't solve the load shedding, they are going to go elsewhere. They're saying they're not in the business of charity. They're here to make profit. And if you can have a situation as we had last year, where for 332 days, we had one form of load shedding to another form of load shedding. And this has led companies like,